You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Best of the free life behind us now. Are the good times really over for good? I've been rolling down the hill like a snowball headed for hell. With no kind of chance for the flag, the liberty bell. I've been rolling down the hill like a snowball headed for hell. With no kind of chance for the flag, the liberty bell.
Yeah, that's kind of true. In fact, rolling like a snowball to hell, that's what a lot of folks feel like today. Anybody get the name of that truck? Anybody get the number on the train? Red Wave? Red Trickle, maybe. November the 9th, 2022. We are live streaming as I speak at Larry Connors USA on Rumble.com. Go to Rumble.com, enter in the search engine, Larry Connors USA. That'll take you right to our page. You can join us in studio, and you can see there's not a lot of smiling going on here. There were some victories. There were some victories for conservatives and the push back against woke ideology and indoctrinating our children. And despite inflation, gas, energy independence gone, threats to our border security, and many of those coming out in exit polls were saying, don't like the way this country is going, not happy with it, but at the same time, they apparently cast votes the other way. Is it because Republicans did not present the best candidates? Is it because Trump got involved and because it's still so anti-Trump, it's anybody but Trump? And how's that going to play with him going forward, because the 15th of this month, he said he would announce his intentions. Could he bring everything back together, or would he make it worse? And then you get the Ron DeSantis factor. There's a silver lining. Ron DeSantis winning in Florida, big, big time. And now there is not a single elected official in the state of California, in Florida, that is not a Republican. Can that be duplicated elsewhere across the nation? Not last night. There are still some valuable wins. Eric Schmidt wins in Missouri. J.D. Vance, which I didn't think would win, he ends up winning, and he was endorsed by Trump. In Ohio, and there are some others we'll get to as we move through the day. We're going to hold, it appears the conservatives will be in control of the House, but the Senate's still hanging in the balance. As you heard on the network news, this one absolutely makes me want to drink Jack until I fall flat on my face. I do not understand this one. How the people of Pennsylvania elected John Fetterman, the guy in a hoodie, a trust child, basically, never really worked, lived in his parents' basement for years, and kind of did the basement theory approach on politics like Biden did, and he gets elected. And he's preaching, let people out of jail, open up safe places to shoot up heroin, and Pennsylvania voters bought that? Well, we're going to get into an analysis of that as to how that happened. becomes, many are saying it really wasn't Fetterman. It was what happened at the Senate race. I mean, at the governor's race, it pulled him across the line. We'll get into that. We've got a lot to cover over the next 2 hours. You may not consider yourself a political junkie, but you don't want to miss what we're going to have on today's program. Please, please make sure your family and friends know we're on the air. Listen here live or later at our podcast at LarryConnorsUSA.com. Join us in studio right now. If you're able, go to Rumble.com, LarryConnorsUSA. You'll be in studio. If not, go to Rumble later in the day and watch it that way. Lock and load. Ready. On the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
I personally know at least three people who got sick from mold. It's not uncommon for homes, businesses to have a leak somewhere, and it doesn't take long for mold to start growing. Well, of course, I recommend Wellington Environmental. You don't want a company that's just going to clean up the water. Wellington has 34 years of experience. In fact, hospitals often have Wellington inspect and treat mold. Do what they do. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Call Wellington for a mold inspection, air testing, professional remediation. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rated with the Better Business Bureau. Wellington Environmental. Your world. Cleaner. Better. Safer. Be well with Wellington.
My sponsors keep this program on the air. So my thanks to John Bill Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Beale Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Early in the evening, just about supper time, over by the courthouse, they're starting to unwind. Four kids on the corner, trying to bring you up. Billy picks the tune out.
Larry Connors USA.
After 4 years, the people have delivered their verdict. Freedom is here to stay. We saw freedom in our very way of life in so many other jurisdictions in this country wither on the vine. Florida held the line.
Those are the words of Ron DeSantis earlier when he obviously had won big in Florida. It was a massive wave for him in Florida. It was the only massive wave. That was a true red wave that swept that state. That was not surprising, but the issue is it did not replicate across the rest of the nation as many were hoping and expecting. The latest says that the Republicans are still favored to take the House, but the Senate races are still tight. Democrats apparently are winning Colorado or have won. Colorado, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, Washington. GOP winning North Carolina, Ohio, Florida, Wisconsin, Georgia, Nevada, and Alaska close. Dems ahead in Arizona, although Kerry Lake just tweeted out, stay tuned, it's not over yet, hang on. But Democrats dominated in, in governor races. The stars of both parties basically were headed for defeat when you got down to it. At least we thought in the beginning that would be, this would be Judgment Day on Joe Biden and the Democrat majorities in both chambers of Congress, as well as key governor and other state elections coast to coast. But it wasn't to be. I cautioned you repeatedly. While we wanted to talk about and look forward that there would be a red wave, do not stay home and thinking my vote won't be needed. And there's more and more indication that many Republicans did. And maybe some Democrats that are tired of what we're dealing with this inflation, the border, and everything else, and did not really want to see an election go to the Democrats. They also chose to stay home. And the same for some independents. There were pickups, majority pickups, as a matter of fact, major pickups, I should say, with Hispanic, Latino, black votes, other, quote, minority groups, because they are so upset with indoctrination of our children, the woke culture constantly preying upon our children, and many of them against this full, open, no restriction for an abortion. No restriction. Think about that. No restriction. At the moment of birth, you could make a decision. This child will not be born. We're going to stop it here. I've raised this question before. If you ask any OBGYN, especially when they're in the labor room and ready to deliver, doctor, how many patients do you have in this room? They're going to answer, if they're candid, if they're honest, two. I have two patients. I need to care for the mother. I need to care for the baby. Where have we gone wrong, aside from turning our back on God and basic morals, where have we gone wrong in simply saying, if the mother decides she doesn't want the baby at that point, literally, off with its head. You might think, that's just, way, Larry, you're way too far. You're too aggressive. You're over the line here. So be it. I will continue to be over the line on that point. And it's not just that. It's everything else that's been shoved down the throats of Americans ever since COVID and how things have been orchestrated and controlled and directed and locked down and fed lie after lie after lie. And then when those lies were unveiled and even admitted by the liars, well, that was wrong, they come up with another lie. And they all declare that in the name of science you must follow. But they don't follow the science, unless it's their political science. But in the state of Florida, the very state that you heard Democrats proclaim loudly all the way from Governor Cuomo in New York to California's Newsom, that state's going to kill you. The results in Florida said they did everything right, as Governor DeSantis pointed out.
We chose facts over fear. We chose education over indoctrination. We chose law and order over rioting and disorder. Florida was a refuge of sanity when the world went mad. We stood as a citadel of freedom for people across this country and indeed across the world.
And across the world is right, because many have had the similar views of what's been happening across our nation and in other nations as well. They are rioting against these lockdowns, China being the perfect example. You're not going to hear a lot of it. You're not going to see a lot of video about it. Those who protest just disappear. At least in this country, you have a right to make your point and continue to do so. We began with that clip of Merle Haggard. Basically, the line is the best of the free life behind us? Are the good times really over for good? Are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell with no chance for the flag or the Liberty Bell? I always liked Merle Haggard and his music. I got a call this morning from John Beal. Yes, John Beal is a sponsor of this program. I'm glad to have him on board. And he said I could use his name in reference to what I'm going to tell you. He just simply sent me that song, and I saw it immediately, and I didn't even have to play it. I knew what it said. I thought, John, that's going to be perfect for the setting up today. You heard it in the opening. We're going to do it again in the second hour. And I thank John for thinking of that way, because a lot of people are at this point, they're thinking, we did everything, and we pointed out everything that these guys have been trying to do. And again, you can be a Democrat, and that's fine with me. But I don't think most Democrats buy into some of this far, far left that is suddenly back in our face. The squad, all the squad members, including Cori Bush of Missouri, getting reelected. And it all began with a squad member by the name of AOC, her initials, coming out of being a coffee barista, that suddenly she's fit member for to be a legislative leader. Has no understanding of economics. I'm not saying you have to be really smart. I want general people, farm people, anybody that wants to serve to be able to do so. But they've been lifted to an elite status, which they do not deserve unless you support this crazed woke culture. And I do not. And I don't think most of the majority of Americans do not. But many will not speak out. I'm blessed I have this platform. I can say what I want until the day that they shut it down. And I don't think this is going to happen here. I don't think my sponsors are going to stand for it. I don't think you'll stand for it. But there are other people, they have family and jobs, and they have to walk that line. They may whisper behind closed doors. Nancy Pelosi had even called them out shortly after they got all elected last time, but she quickly learned, you better button it up. And she did. Mark Thiessen was a writer for former President George W. Bush, and he said, we really, when we look at what happened last night, there's kind of a plus-minus.
Florida was the silver lining in what was otherwise a very, very dark night. I mean, voters did us a favor. First, they reelected a great conservative Republican governor in Florida by historic margins. Second of all, they gave the Republican Party control of the House, which means that we can stop the miasma of spending, right? And third, they gave the Republican Party a wake-up call. So 75% of voters last night said that they were not only didn't like the direction of the country, they were angry about the direction of the country, and yet they voted for the status quo.
Right.
So why is that? It's because the Republican Party did not give them a viable alternative to vote for. They were begging for a viable alternative. We didn't. In Florida, we did. We gave them viable alternatives in Florida. It's in the other states that we didn't.
And we didn't. And that's why I was really surprised about J.D. Vance winning. He was, he defeated his opponent, and he was endorsed, Vance was endorsed by former President Trump. But here's where you see some of this stuff. It's in the headlines of the, well, it just changed on CNN, that basically Democrats ruined the Republican Party or something like that, their party plans. And then pointing out that three states now will decide the Senate. Georgia is going to have a runoff on December 6th. But they also point out there's a CNN poll conducted by Edison Research. Please listen to this. Please hear this. A new CNN exit poll. These are those who come out after voting. More than 7 in 10 said they were less satisfied with the way things are going in the country. About a third saying they were not just dissatisfied, but angry with the state of the nation. That's a CNN survey exit poll when they came out. Senator Marshall Blackburn, Republican of Tennessee, said the red wave should have been able to fire off of those kinds of numbers, but it didn't.
I have said so many times, yes, it looks like a red wave is coming. We welcome that. But you have to be sure this red wave comes to your state, comes to your congressional district, comes to your state house and state senate districts.
Yeah.
Because if you're not out there working, it's not going to be there for you. And that is what we saw happen.
I think she's right. And back to Mark Thiessen, a former writer for President George W. Bush, he said there were so many opportunities and Republicans squandered them.
we nominated a bunch of people that the voters rejected in a lot of these Senate races. We have a situation, we have the worst inflation in 40 years, worst decline in real wages in four decades, worst crime wave since the 1990s, worst border crisis in American history, worst gas prices ever recorded, worst food prices since 1979, worst increase in shelter prices since 1984, worst labor shortage in American history, which is fueling inflation, and Joe Biden is the least popular president in the history of presidential polling, going back to Harry Truman, tied only with Trump occasionally. And voters looked at that. They looked at Joe Biden, and then they looked at the alternative the Republican Party was presenting them, and they said, no, thanks. Mm-hmm. And we need to do some introspection as to why that happened. And the answer to the question is in Florida. The answer to the question is, what worked last night?
What worked last night? Standing strong and not bowing down to the woke culture. You want another kick in the face? What the hell? You might as well. I mean, we've already... A lot of folks woke up this morning and they thought, what happened? Maybe you had the same feeling if you went to bed when the Astros were winning that first game in the World Series and they were leading by 6-0 and it's going into sixth or seventh inning and you go to bed and you wake up the next morning and they lose by 7 or so. So maybe that's the way a lot of you woke up. Well, here's another kick in the face from former Bill Clinton Democrat advisor and analyst, James Carville.
If you put everything in a computer, we should have lost 57 seats.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
4 or 5 Senate seats. And the reason is really Donald Trump. I mean, he bought people out to vote against this. He had a suppressive effect. He out-Trumped inflation. He out-Trumped crime. He out-Trumped the normal cycle of the first off-year election with an incumbent president. I mean, I think when political historians unearth this, they're going to find so much more that we missed this morning.
But I think he still nailed it. And he said, we can thank Donald Trump. We're going to deal with that and more in the second hour. But coming up, Lee Zeldin fell short in New York.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Tonight, I want to speak directly to New Yorkers. Tonight, you made your voices heard loud and clear. And you made me the first woman ever elected to be the governor of the state of New York. I'm not here to make history. I'm here to make a difference.
And that is, of course, Governor incumbent and also Governor-elect still, Kathy Hochul in New York State. Her challenger, Congressman Lee Zeldin. Now, I had on the other day John LeBoutier, former U.S. Congressman. I was going to book him for today, but he had other events. He couldn't do it today. We will do this again tomorrow with him. He never said that Zeldin definitely could win. We thought there could be a possibility. But overall, he still said it's just going to be an uphill battle. New York is so blue, you're just not going to be able to make it work. And yet, Zeldin put on a pretty good race. But he did call and congratulate Hochul in a concession statement. He said, this race was once in a generation campaign with a very close margin in the bluest of blue states. The unrelenting passion and hard work of our grassroots volunteers and supporters made this incredibly close race possible and helped us win at least 49 of New York's 62 counties. but of course the real urban areas they just couldn't pull together. He went on and said New Yorkers are hitting their breaking point, as proven by these results. And he asked the governor in conceding, he said, please take note that New Yorkers are, quote, sick of the attacks on their wallets, their safety, their freedoms, the quality of their kids' education. Well, Kathy Hochul did respond to those points even in advance of his statements.
Give everyone what they deserve, safe, affordable housing, because that's one of their rights. And to make sure that all of our kids will succeed in school and achieve their full potential and live in communities without fear, to have the safety to walk the streets and take our subways without illegal guns on our streets. And this will become a place, this is a place where fundamental rights are protected and women can make their own decisions about their bodies.
I got to tell you, every time you mention fundamental rights, I think the unborn has a fundamental right to life. Period. I'm not talking about whether a woman decides to keep a baby or not keep a baby, but the unborn also has a right. If we're going to let illegals in this country on a daily basis, not knowing who they are, not vetting them, letting them spread all across the country, and while we have legal immigration and we still bring people in legally, even, I will quote you again, even Obama and Bill Clinton said, we are a nation of immigrants, but we're also a nation of laws. Somewhere in there, the law has been forgotten. This administration can use the impetus off this election and say, you know what? They didn't like it. They voted. They made their noise. Blah, 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 blah. Open everything up. If you think things have been bad so far, I say get ready for worse. And not just on immigration. Woke culture attacks preying upon our children. I'm going to get into that with my next guest. He's Terry Schilling, president of the American Principles Project. They bill themselves as the only lobby group meant for families, working for families in D.C., and that's all they're doing. I want to get his take on this election, and not just that, but what it says about efforts to turn this woke culture off, or in my words, put the woke to sleep. Stand by, please.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
For some companies, loyalty is a lost word. You give a company your business, your years, but in the end, you're just a number. But at Ackerman Toyota, loyalty is appreciated. Thousands of customers personally know this. New Ackerman customers quickly see it. Loyalty defines Ackerman Toyota for all customers and employees. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Let me take a note to give you some history-making news. The LGBTQ Victory Fund, which claims to be the only national organization dedicated to electing openly LGBTQ people, points out that the first transgender lawmaker was elected to the Minnesota House on Tuesday night after Lee Fink, Democrat, no doubt there, won the District 66A seat, facing off the challenge of Republican Trace Johnson in the Twin Cities District. Fink says this is a milestone for the trans community. Voters vote, that's what they decide, and if the numbers are correct, so be it. That's the way we do our country. Just because you don't like someone or their beliefs or anything else, if they get the vote, they are the winner. But what does it tell us about the future going forward, especially since there was no massive red wave, despite numerous complaints and objections about woke culture preying upon our children? My guest joining us now is the American Principles Project President, Terry Schilling. Had him on before. Glad to have you back, Terry. Welcome.
Thanks so much for having me, Larry. Excited to be here.
So based on what we saw from the midterms tonight, we kept hearing that Americans were really tired of all this woke, being shoved on their kids in school, being basically throw CRT and everything else into it. What message did you get out of the election last night?
Well, it was obviously a mixed bag. We won some major races by huge margins, and we lost some races and had some major disappointments. I'll start with the major victories that we've had.
All right.
You look at bold leaders like Ron DeSantis, who has shown serious leadership, has taken on powerful and popular enemies in order to protect Floridians and their families from this weird sexual agenda in schools. He won in 2018 by less than half of a percentage point.
Yes.
After this contentious first term, he took on all those fights and now won by 19.5 percentage points. That is the model for victory. Ron DeSantis is showing us how to win in the future and what voters want, and they want leadership. They might not agree with you on everything, but if you show that you actually will deliver on your results, that you're competent and that you're strong and that you'll fight to the death to defend them, they will reward you for that.
Let me stop you right there. You said basically that Republicans, many of them who were in, quote, leadership positions or were running for it, are spineless.
I don't even know.
I know you want to couch it differently, but they did not have the stand up and say, no, we're not bowing down to that.
Yeah, I think that for the most part, look, we wrote a report this year, and we had lots of contributors. It was our Threats to the American Family report. We had, you know, Tom Cotton wrote an article, J.D.
Right.
Vance, we had a lot of big name people. I wrote the signature article for the number one threat, and we listed sellout Republicans as the number one threat to the American family. And it's because time and time again, these weak-kneed, wobbly, sellout Republicans sell us out, and they refuse to defend our families. Meanwhile, the left continues to enact an evil agenda that has been abolishing the family in this country to such an extent where young people don't even want to get married anymore. And even if they do get married, they definitely don't want to have kids. It used to be the American dream to have the family, get a nice home, have a white picket fence, have a decent job. And they've eliminated the family. They've eliminated the single family home. They've eliminated the white picket fence. They've eliminated everything. And it's only because of spineless Republicans that have sold us down the river and refused to fight their agenda. It's the family in America. The American family is very attractive.
And to that extent, and I'm not a theologian, don't pretend to be one, I'm not trying to proselytize, but clearly in the Bible, in the Old Testament, when God is telling his prophets, do not have those people call out my name, they did not answer me when I called for them, I'm not going to answer their prayers now, and he turned his back on them. I'm kind of feeling that's where we are at this point.
I don't think we're to that point yet. I mean, I think we're getting there. I think we're in danger of that. I think ultimately we need to start electing more Ron DeSantis's, and we need to stop nominating weak-kneed Republicans like Jeb Bush, like Mitt Romney, like all of these, and Mitch McConnell, and all these guys that are just selling us out every chance we get. They don't care about your family. They don't care about your kids. They don't care about your grandkids that are coming. They don't care if they even exist. And the stupid thing is if you look at the election results, the exit polling is very clear.
Right.
Married men largely voted Republican. Married women largely voted Republican by like 20-point margins, right? Unmarried men only voted Republican by 8 points. Unmarried women voted Democrat by over 30 points. That is insane. If you're a Republican and you're not campaigning on restoring the American family, you're campaigning on extinction. That's what you need to realize, is when the family goes, so does the Republican Party, and at the end of the day, so does America.
That's exactly what I wanted to hear you say, is so at the end of the day goes America. Because as I pointed out on this program, a lot of people think, well, Larry, you're a conservative. It must just all be a political conservative program, Trump type. No, it's not. I've called Trump out on numerous things I think he's done wrong. I said yesterday that when he made this remark over the weekend about Ron DeSanctimonious, I said, don't do that. We don't need more division. And Ron, this before the election yesterday, I said, DeSantis is stronger right now than Trump's ego gets in his way. But beyond that, you're talking about our country, and I don't care if you're a Democrat, you're an independent, if you're a patriot, you want the best for this country. And that means the best for your kids. And there are Democrats who have kids out there they're worried about as well. The Hispanic voters, many more of them showed up this time than previous, especially in winning southern blue counties in Texas, because they believe in the sanctity of life.
No, that's exactly right. And Ron DeSantis was the right guy. And it wasn't just life. It was protecting kids from this transgender agenda, whether it's the surgeries or the grooming in schools, confusing them, all that. He empowered parents, right? And people saw him go to war. They saw him take slings and arrows to protect their families, and they thought, oh, this is a Republican that actually delivers. I think that the biggest weakness that the Republican Party has is that they've been branded as a party that doesn't do what they say they're going to do. And that's why Trump was a threat. That's why DeSantis is a threat. That's why all these guys, they just brand as evil Nazis, because it's the only way that they can destroy them. Because if they get in office, they will actually deliver on the change that they're promising voters. And that's very scary to this progressive regime that controls so much of our country.
Your group has put out a paper at one point here that you're talking about Congressman Tim Ryan, Democrat of Ohio, of course, who ended up winning, against his GOP opponent, J.D. Vance, Senator Vance, calling him an extremist. An extremist lately has been anyone who believes in protecting the sanctity of the unborn. And yes, I have a problem on some cases where if a mother's life is in danger, I think there had to be provisions. If there's a rape and it hasn't been dealt with early enough by the, not the abortion pill, but the morning after pill, which could stop fertilization. But it still gets down to what can you and your group do to help swing the mood back inside this Capitol, which is not going to be as red as we were hoping.
Well, we're going to be doing a lot of what's been working already. If you look at what we've been doing just in the last 3 years, 3 years ago, 2019, that's when we really began running lots of campaign efforts to hold Republicans and Democrats accountable. In 2019, we started running campaign ads attacking Democrats for destroying women's sports, for supporting legislation that would allow boys to compete with girls. Shortly after that, just 3 years later, we are now up to 18 states that have enacted women's sports legislation. We're now up to 5 states that are protecting children from gender surgeries that mutilate their bodies and sterilize them. We're making progress simply by engaging in elections and holding both sides accountable. It's amazing. These politicians, they're more likely to have you're more likely to have their ear when you're making significant investments.
Oh, yeah. So a quick question, because we're running out of time. What are you going to do to stop those who want to compete against boys swimming team that are mermaids? What are you going to do to stop mermaids from competing against the boys?
You know, I don't, what are they going to come up with?
Think about that. Just think about it. Hey, thanks very much for your time. I appreciate it. Terry Schilling, very much. I appreciate it. Coming up, there is a big victory for Missouri. Stand by. It's not too early to plan your holiday office party, and I highly recommend my sponsor, Cafe Napoli. Various size rooms, fantastic Napoli food and service, all to make your party a big success. Just don't wait too late to book the date. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Town and Country, now on the streets of St. Charles. Cafe Napoli.
Mustang salad. Guess you better slow that Mustang down.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we did it. We won the election, but we did more than that. We sent a message to Joe Biden that enough is enough. We want our country back. I am humbled by your support, and I am honored by your votes. And I promise you this, I'll be much more than a senator from Missouri. I'll be a senator for Missouri.
Well, there you have it last night as part of the accepted speech, as the Republican for Senate actually ends up winning. And Eric Schmidt pointing out that in running against Anheuser-Busch beer heiress Trudy Bush Valentine, it was a landslide victory, which it was. In fact, that election got called for Schmidt by the Associated Press before 9:30 Central with only 44% of the votes counted. That's how much of a landslide it was. Schmidt was leading Valentine at that point by 57.4% to 40.2%. You want the total number of the votes? I can do that for you. You know how? Because I'm very good at ciphering. Actually not, but I'm very good at reading sometimes. Basically, Schmidt had 556,000 votes to 390,000 votes, according to the New York Times, for Valentine at that point. And again, the polls in Missouri had closed at 7. So with him dominating by double digits, then it was nothing else to do except celebrate. Smith and Valentine spent much of their campaign debating over some of the same issues we were discussing a moment ago with Terry Schilling of the American Principles Project, be it abortion, be it issues about what to be taught to your kids and how to be taught. They debated over issues on the economy, inflation, abortion, as we said. Valentine campaigned heavily on being pro-abortion, claimed that Schmidt would favor a federal abortion law, but Schmidt has yet to outline his position on that point before he said, I want to see some specific legislation before I make a ruling on it. So there were a lot of happy faces for those who went to that particular venue last night. I believe it was held in the Westport area of St. Louis, where they gathered and were celebrating that he beat the Bush heiress. She was often seen, by the way, if you took note of it, in some of the ads. She was standing beside a fence with a large, I think it was a bull. I never got a full look at it, but certainly a large black cow beside her. And it was, you know, I kind of like that. I like cows. I thought, that's a nice touch. And, you know, I kind of like stuff like that, being out of Texas originally. But maybe those watching it considered it was more, instead of bull, it was, you know, the other word that might go with bull. I don't know. I'm just saying. But Schmidt said he knows that this is just the beginning, and that's what he wanted to point out last night.
Tonight, let's be clear. The Biden administration's unchecked assault on our jobs, on our families, on our liberties, on our values must end. And a new era of fighting back and speaking out for the rights of parents and small business owners and working families is just beginning. Tonight, Missourians made a statement that the free state of Missouri will continue to lead the charge for freedom and opportunity. Like so many Missourians I've visited on the campaign trail, I believe in America. And America deserves so much better than we've seen the last 2 years. I believe in an America where every child is welcomed into this world, regardless of their ability, because every human being has dignity and respect that's worthy of that. I believe in an America where kids can get a great education filled with knowledge and free from political indoctrination. I believe in an America where we're not just energy independent, but energy dominant. Where we control our own destiny, and where Joe Biden stops begging countries like Saudi Arabia and Venezuela for oil.
Yeah, and I'm fully in agreement with that. And as I told you, exit polls last night, taken of those leaving after they had voted, were showing that a majority in that election had a negative view of Biden and a negative view of the country's direction. 7 in 10. Less than satisfied with the way things are going in the country. A third saying they were not just dissatisfied, but angry. And yet, the red wave just did not materialize. There are some victories, in addition to Schmidt, DeSantis, as we talked about, and others we'll get into in the next segment. But I will tell you this, after news and commentary, I want to take a closer look on a couple of things, and one of them in particular would be where the Republicans failed.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.